Also, another aspect of say precepts is the one of the or two of the principles that underlie wholesome conduct and maintaining an integrity of conduct is in the scriptural language hiri and otapa, and they're what the Buddha calls the protectors of the world. So they're hiri, and it's impossible to translate it beautifully into English because the doesn't quite translate because of much of the associations that we have. So that hiri is like the most common translation is moral shame. That's got a lot of baggage with it. but what it's pointing to is again, because it's hard to find an English term, it's pointing to an internal quality of, say, embarrassment or, say, compunction or concern of transgressing a precept, because it oversteps the boundaries of one's own inner values, and so that it's something we ourselves don't feel good about, and because it doesn't. And then otapa is usually translated as fear of wrongdoing, but it's a it's a recognition of the that there are consequences, there are results, so that the that quality of otapa shrinks back from unskillful action because one recognizes that it has that potential of harming others. And the root of both of those qualities is the inner quality that forms hiri and otapa is respect. So that hiri is grounded in a respect for oneself, so one doesn't want to do something that is, kind of goes against one's values. And otapa is respect for others, because one doesn't want to harm or create suffering for others. So they're rooted in this quality of respect. So so precepts, there's a dynamic in there that is I think quite nuanced and to me very, very wholesome.